QLG, KO4 in UE.
Go ahead, Chad, KO4 QLG.
Moved this antenna around. I believe I got the reception problem straightened out. But can you give me a signal report? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, testing.
No white noise on it at all this time. You're perfectly clear. Full quieting, bar all the way across. Sound like perfect.
But no intermittent or clicking or anything in the background?
Transmission that you just did, the first few seconds had some white noise in it, but then it cleared up. The first transmission was perfect.
Well, I think these panels are messing with me a little bit. I can pull up, as soon as I pull up to the building, the radio on the UTV just goes crazy. So I just wonder if the panels are emitting something that's messing with it. But this signal is clear, still clear, right?
Still clear. You know there's a CME going on right now, right?
I didn't know that. Well, I'll keep my eye out, I guess, but okay, well, I think I got it resolved. I'll tell you about it tomorrow, I guess, but you gonna try to do anything tonight, or are you gonna chill?
This is my laundry night. I'm just getting started on it. And actually been fighting with this CME myself. Oh, and then DBS today. Got my 10-4 hat on tonight.
I hear you. All right, well, I'll go make me one. I'll put one on, too.
Quick, I don't know how long that CME is going to last, but it takes a little while to get that 10-4 just right.
Are you trying to block it, or are you trying to just roll it away? Which one? Because that's going to make a difference on how I build it.
I don't know. I didn't realize there was more than one way to do it. I just done a liner. I'll have to think about that. Maybe I need to change it. Maybe if I had done it a different way, I wouldn't be fighting with it all day.
That. All right. Well, I'll see you on the net here in a few minutes. But I might ride around a little bit tonight. I went down there to see if I could see any tracks from last night, and I didn't see anything down at the range, and the bait we put up still there. So, but I went back and reviewed the pictures that I took, and I mean, it's pretty definitive. So. Technically, we did call one in, but I don't know, it's just a complicated spot, I guess.
I don't know how close you got to that bait, but that bait that we had left over, I left it in my truck on purpose. All day long, with the windows up. And that plastic bag it's in needs to be a little bit thicker.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay. Well, I guess I'll be riding in the Suburban for a while.
I knew exactly what it was because I did it on purpose, but I didn't expect it to linger. But it still looks good. It looks like you could throw it in a frying pan and cook it up and eat it, but looks ain't everything. It definitely don't smell like you can.
Yeah, roger that. Other thing I was going to tell you, too, was I ordered a bunch of stuff and had it shipped to to the shop. So it helped me keep an eye out. So, you know, don't lose the payment, I guess, but it should be here in a day or so.
Alright. I will be looking for it. If it's Amazon, I'm going to send them on their way, though.
Pretty effective. About 1,000 yards, so I'd think about that, maybe.
Well, I don't allow communists on my property. Okay.
I'll accept that. What's going on with you? An exception for this one, because I need some parts.
Yeah, run to that. I'll let them in this time. That's just going on with you. There ain't no problem. Just as long as it's in your name.
My name. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I got this radio issue resolved. About got this thing straightened out. I get some hot water next. I'll be good to go. But I got Tango with me. He's laying here in the floor. I'm gonna take him out and ride around a little bit tonight and see what I can spot. If I can spot anything. Got some muskrats up at the pond. I've been trying to take care of them. And the beavers are back. I thought I had them under control, but evidently not. Spillway stopped up again. I tried to stick my Jeep pole in there and break the spillway. Drain line for spillway. Can't dislodge it, so I don't know what I'm going to do. But anyway, alright, well, I'll talk to you about tomorrow. What you got on schedule for tomorrow?
Just the normal trip to Pickens with Dave. And, yeah, that's all I got planned on the schedule.
Okay, well, my scope's supposed to be in tomorrow, so, or hopefully tomorrow. So I hope it gives me a higher. I'm anxious to try it out.
Yeah, it would be too. I've got a little work I'm going to do on mine also. Just had a little idea. I think it'll work.
Those pads adjusted right.
Yeah, that part of it was a little painful. That's definitely going to happen. Even if I have to cut one of the pads in half. Because there's not much room inside that thing.
Well, I tell you, I've tried the pads, and they create little hot spots where you part of your scalp starts to go numb. And that web, the original webbing that came with them, with a bandana, is usually the best. But I mean, you do what you want to do. But I've wore them both till I was sick of them, and I never did. I never could get used to the pads. Never.
I've got both, and I do agree with you. I just figured that the latest and greatest would be better, but it out to be that way.
Okay, sometimes simple is best, but you get a lot more airflow too if you go to the web, but there's a string in the top that ties all of the webs together. And if you want about a 1 1/2 inch circle at the top. Anything any bigger starts to cause problems, but or at least it was for me. But, you know, you set it up the way you want, but will help you distribute the weight a little bit better and give you a lot more airflow too.
And just have adjusted that one around, so it's ready to go too. Just gotta put a mount on that. And I was just using what was ready the other night.
Both up, I put the one you're gonna use frequently. I'd use the headband, but one that you just need ready to go quick, you use the pads without any additional weight on it, and you'd be all right, I guess. But like I said, I think the headband and the webbing is about the only way to go, especially when you got the sun blaring down on it all day and having that little bit of airflow in top, believe it or not, it does help. You don't know it, but you put the pads in, it's like a microwave.
Yeah, I do agree with you wholeheartedly, because I'm used to the webbing. And I didn't like the pads from the beginning, and still don't like them. So I will probably have a different setup by the next night.
Okay, well, let me clear on out, and I guess I'll see you on the net here in a few minutes, but like I said, I believe I got this radio straightened out, and that's a good thing. So, alright, well, I'll talk at you sometime tomorrow. I guess gonna have some coffee in the morning.
Sounds good to me. We'll probably need to be sometime between, or sometime before 10.
Like 3 or 4.
Hey, I'm game. I know how you are. I know you're telling the truth too. But I'm up for it.
Bring him. He see me up at 3 o'clock, something bad wrong. Hey, did grandkids say anything about the ride yesterday?
Yeah, they sure did. They don't like you no more.
What'd they say?
Told me about how you asked them if they wanted to go for another ride. And they said, you tried to kill us.
Well, they sure were hollering and laughing. I think, I don't know what's going on, but what'd Janice say, you think?
Laughing about it. I figured she'd be complaining about the mud, but she never said one thing about getting all muddy. That was kind of surprising to me, but no, I think the kids like it. But you did scare a couple of them.
The girl, I forget her name. What it did was it backed up to the river where the big bank is, and then got out and told them I was gonna dump them in the river. Released the latches on the bed and raised the bed. I didn't raise it much, you know, 3-4 inches. And that little one, the son, she bailed out of that thing in a heartbeat. She jumped about 3 feet all the way over to Janice. And she gave me a look like, what's wrong with you? You know, but the others, they were laughing, having a good time with it. So, I think they just going on, but they sure was a whole lot of laughter yesterday.
Yeah, that one Jen said it. She was lucky she caught her. Because, like you said, she was in the air. And getting out of the bed of that thing.
Climbed to the top of it, she got... She got a toe hold. One of them little old toes gripped the side of that. UTV, and buddy, she was gone. I mean, she looked like a jackrabbit right out of the back of it. Janet caught her in midair.
I think overall they enjoyed it.
Right, well, let me clear on out, and that starts here in a few minutes, so I'll talk at you later. KO4NUE, I'll be clear for the net. 73, Chris.
Sir, KO4QO down, clear.